With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Farmer sentiment lowered in June as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer reading of 105 was 3 points below May's level. The overall drop in sentiment was due to a 5-point drop in the Index of Future Expectations, which dropped to 112, while the June Current Conditions Index increased to 90, 1 point higher than the May index. High input costs, the risk of lower prices for their products, along with rising interest rates, continue to weigh on farmer sentiment. The impact of those rising interest rates on their farms has become a bigger concern for producers in more recent months. Interest rates and high break-even levels, combined with concerns that crop and livestock prices could weaken, are holding back producer sentiment and making producers cautious about making large investments. The Farm Capital Investments Index dropped by 3 points to a reading of 132. The Long-Term Farmland Value Index dropped by 7 points. As significant as the Supreme Court's overturning of so-called Chevron deference may be to federal agencies and their ability to interpret federal statutes, the court's June 28th ruling could affect a number of farmers and ranchers. Courts will no longer be able to defer to an agency interpretation of the law because a statute is ambiguous in its meaning. Chevron deference required federal agencies to follow statutory language if it was clear. If laws were ambiguous, courts deferred to federal agencies who are considered to be subject matter experts. Though U.S. Environmental Protection Agency regulations often are controversial in agricultural circles, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Jeffrey McCoy, one of the attorneys representing South Dakota farmer Arlen Foster in a wetlands case, said he believes the court ruling will give farmers a better chance in challenging federal regulations. A group of more than 150 Republican senators and representatives asked the U.S. EPA Administrator Michael Regan to withdraw a heavy-duty truck emissions rule that calls for electrification of the U.S. fleet, telling the administrator in a letter on Tuesday the rule will be costly to farmers. The Biden administration rule announced in March of this year tightens emission standards for heavy-duty vehicles sold in years 2027 through 2032. The agency has said the rule is technology neutral but essentially mandates the use of electric vehicle technology. Lawmakers have pointed to a study that found the rule would cost nearly $1 trillion in infrastructure investment to fully electrify the U.S. commercial fleet. The lawmakers said there are about 3.2 million trucks, including pickups, operated on over 1.4 million farms and about 3.8 million tractors on over 1.5 million farms that would see higher equipment costs and tighter margins due to this misguided rule. The incoming government in Mexico will discard a key goal of the previous administration to reduce yellow corn imports and achieve self-sufficiency in yellow corn production. Reports say the incoming Ag Minister Julio Bertague says Mexico will focus on maintaining self-sufficiency in the white corn that's commonly used in tortillas in their country's dietary staple. The policy of former President López Obrador aimed to dramatically reduce the imports of yellow corn, most of which comes from the United States, and boost local production instead. Obrador wanted to limit the use of genetically modified corn, sparking a trade dispute with the U.S. Our objective is not to reduce imports, but to produce more, says Bertague. He added, our goal in this 6-year term is not self-sufficiency in yellow corn. Mexico's appetite for meat is growing, leading to an increasing demand for corn in the livestock sector, and will mean large imports of yellow corn. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.